Hello. Oh, this is Mitch, and I'm a lesbian, and I'm here with someone who is often confused with being a lesbian, which is Griselda, in New York City.
Woohoo!
And?
Can you say fat? Fat?
Fat? We're fat spawning, and with Griselda's protege, her child, her afterbirth, her non-aborted fetus.
What?
And unfortunately, her child has been trained to fat spot. Most little children, when they see airplanes, they say, airplane, airplane. And you know how they're mostly very good at it, better than people at spotting things. Well, this child is better than most people at spotting fatties.
And the only word that he can say is fat.
Right.
Fat.
So, I haven't podcasted since my travels to Greece and then back to Berlin. How are you, by the way?
Fat.
Gristle turd. Say something.
Well, I thought that this trip, Madge would eat the whole time because that's what she was planning on doing. And so far today, we've only had one meal together. And it's already, what time, 4?
But it was huge. It was this gigantic plate of very fatty vegan corned beef hash. And I felt like I felt like there was nothing but cholesterol in my veins. My heart could barely pump.
And then we had massages.
Yes, we're living the UES lifestyle, which is very, very difficult. And we also, I was picked up in the airport by a cab. Oops. A cab, a very nice cab. And, but anyway,
it smelled like Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, it smelled like strawberry Pop-Tarts.
And you were taken to the tennis center where I had our final tennis match that we won.
Which was very exciting. A huge crowd at the Billie Jean Lesbian. Is that her, Cheryl? I can't do Cheryl's. Oh, that's a girl. The little girl. there's so many Cheryls. We've also been real spotting in addition to fat spotting.
Right. We got some good pictures. We just went over to where the fatty fell through the hole at Atomic Wings on 60th Street.
And we made a Vine video there. You can see it at Facebook.com/YeastRadio or my Twitter account or Vine account, which is Bloated Lesbian. Well, everybody loves children screaming. So I wanted to talk about my trip a little bit. I got robbed in Athens by a Greek person and they stole me passport, but I got it replaced. Other than that, the Acropolis is stupid. It's just a bunch of rocks. I don't get it. I'm sorry. And everything good about it is apparently in a museum in London somewhere. What else?
Where else did you go? You saw Seven?
Yeah, I saw Seven, his dog, who's huge. But Seven was already on the show, so we talked about that. Oh, I went to the Berlin Wall to the last... that was really nice, the last part of it, but still, like, good, which is that East Side Gallery, which they're taking it down to build houses for rich people. Can I tell them who your neighbors are now?
I guess.
So Gristle Turd lives two houses down from the Koch brothers. And so I was stalking them earlier today, and I got eaten out by Mrs. Koch, which was hot. And what else?
Farrah I'm sure.
What? Heroin?
Farrah Wang.
What?
Vera Wang.
Oh, Vera Wang lives there too. But in Gristle Turd's building, nobody lives there. She lives in
barrio?
A shanty. But yeah, a shanty. Basically, a shanty. A penthouse shanty. Anyway, what else? Do you ever see famous people here? There's all these limos everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Like who?
Let's see. See, the problem is I don't really think of... Okay, let me think.
I don't notice them either. Like, I would see them and not notice them unless you told me. But there's limos absolutely every single car.
I don't really care, so that's the problem. Like, I remember seeing someone the other day, and saying, oh, look, there's so-and-so, and now I don't even remember who it was.
Oh, well, that's fun. Thank you for exciting my audience with your examples.
They don't care. No one cares about celebrities. They're like in Nebraska.
You mean my audience?
Yes, your audience.
Yeah, they care about shitting, prolapse, and fight.
Yeah.
So what else?
And Andy Melton. So I'm going to Boise in 3 weeks now. I can't wait. I hope Andy will meet me.
I saw a perfect Andy Melton clone. Okay, well... Andy Melton? We're trying to get
on. I was talking about Andy Melton. What did you say about Andy Melton? Fat.
He's got eye boogers.
I know.
So I'm sure there must be... Oh, yeah, so I saw a perfect Andy Melton clone in Belgium, or Berlin. Same haircut and everything, but I didn't get the picture in time. Let's see. What else? I wrote a lot of angry letters.
You brought me 20 Ritter bars.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't 20, was it?
No, but it was a lot.
A lot of Ritter bars because they're very cheap. In Germany.
And he brought me rum raisin, my favorite flavor.
Because they don't have it here, you said, right?
Yeah, I can't find it here.
But probably now you'll find it now that I schlepped it over from there. But it still was cheap. And, God, I can't believe I have nothing else to say about my long trip. Other than that, my passport was stolen. You're a fat shamer, little boy.
Stop. Are you fat a fat shaming. Shamer?
Stop fat shaming.
Who's fat? Is that lady fat?
Does your husband know that that's the only word he says?
I think that... I think he's noticed.
But does he know it's fat? Because you could tell him he's saying that.
I'll start telling him that if he is concerned that that's what he's saying and over again.
It would be fine if it wasn't for the fact that he's actually saying it at fat people when he sees them. And as he gets older... Wait, I want to get this Chinese newspaper Epoch Times just a second. I love this newspaper. They expose Chinese... shit. It's like an anti-communist Chinese paper. I really like it. I didn't know they even had a paper. I'm excited because they're against Chinese oppression. It's called Epoch Times, audience. Where are we?
Oh, we're going to see... Here's the pizza place. We're going to see John Kovac tomorrow.
But wait, we're going to have...
Do you want pizza?
We're going to have Mikey Pod pizza.
So. Well, I'm not going to eat with Mikey Pod, but because I'm going to go to the show. Because that's at 8 p.m. So are you okay now?
But since he's a vegan, shouldn't we eat first?
It's up to you.
I mean, I'm a vegan, too. I don't eat animals or anything. What about you? Would you eat?
I could eat this or at home.
You could eat what?
I could eat this, but it's 5 o'clock, or we can eat at home.
Well, okay, let's eat at home.
Okay.
We're going to eat, so... I don't know, is that the whole podcast? No, we should keep talking, at least till we get back.
Okay.
Even though I have no idea what we're going to talk about. I went to the Acropolis Museum, which is lovely. A lot of rocks there. And loud children. The Greeks love to let their children scream in museums. Do they do that here, too?
No.
Yeah, like, I've never heard a bunch of children scream. And they didn't care. And I was shushing them with my finger. Right. He's just saying the same thing I would say anyway. But can you make it enunciate more like a fiat? Fiat.
Fiat.
Because that's why it's encoded better. People can't really tell what you're saying. Gable?
So we're 2 blocks from home.
It's very windy. I hope it works. Home is where the lapse is. So a lot of Cheryl's. I got a picture of Cheryl's Hulyups at the deli, strangely. They're for sale.
So tonight we're going to see Mikey Pod, and then tomorrow we're going to see John Kovac.
Yeah.
And what else are you doing?
Fat spawning.
Oh, we see a really good one right now.
I know. Can you do it? I can. Oh, and see, we audience, we pretend we're looking for directions when we fatty spot. So what else are we going to do? I think it's the other way. I'm not sure. Check. See, that was just a, that was a front. We were really fat and spotted. It was a big, large lady. Oh, and we saw Precious with Braids. I haven't posted Precious with Braids. Thank you for reminding me.
Well, you haven't posted it because it's on my phone.
No, but I took it too. Oh, yeah, you're right. It was on your phone. I need it.
Okay.
Why are you keeping it from me? Are you... Oh, and I do want to stay and see Gooder Dameron, but I ate a banana, so I'm in trouble. Right?
Well, let's see if we can... Do you want to stay? You can.
I don't know. I would like to see Gooder Dameron.
All right.
But I don't know. First, I'd have to make sure I can change the ticky.
Okay.
Skirt girdle. And then I have to stay with a leisure suit. Lump. What is it? Lumpectomy Larry or something? Anyway. Whatever. Lesbian? No. Layups. We walked by here. This is the same tulip.
Yeah.
The tulips are beautiful, by the way. In Skeezen. I feel like I missed the early tulips. Are these the medium tulips?
No.
Because usually there's three sessions of tulips.
Yeah, pro-lips. I guess they must be medium.
Are these Cheryl's lips? Cheryl lips? Real lips.
I think I'm going to miss those lips.
I miss what? Oh, the fan? Oh, the little munchkin cop fanny? That was a cute fanny I didn't even notice because I was talking to my audience. Oh, there's Jay-Z and Beyonce. Hi, Gail. And there's Vera Wang. Hi, honey. No, I ain't eating your thing out. Not again.
Are you going to take pictures of kale?
Kale in your fridge? Yes, the organic locavore grown kale that's in your fridge. And it was delivered in your to your Sub-Zero fridge by whom? Who delivers those?
Joseph. Yes,
driver. Joseph does? Seriously?
No.
Oh. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Kale. Oh, look, a hot dog holder. So what are we going to eat at home?
Norm made pasta last night for dinner, so I'll heat it up.
But did he count the strings of it?
No, he usually does it by weight.
Okay, so.
Don't worry, it is fresh pasta from Raffetto's on Houston Street, because that is the only pasta allowed in the house.
But am I allowed to eat it, or am I going to get busted?
He made two portions, so there'd be enough for both of us.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
I hope I don't get fat.
Don't worry, you can have both portions, because
what are you
going to
eat?
Need to eat.
No, you're not going to starve. You have to eat right. We've discussed this.
No, we haven't.
You're too fat. Because 80% of fatties don't have breakfast.
This morning I had breakfast.
You're supposed to eat like 6 times a day.
Once is enough.
No.
Okay, I'll have a little bit.
So you're going to study to be a nutritionist?
Yeah, I'm going to study to be a nutritionist so I can find the most effective way of starving myself.
And then tell people not to.
Right. If you've noticed, you know, most nutritionists are, like, anorexically thin.
Respect Cunny's tobacco-free. I have to take a picture, sorry. Okay. Or can you take the picture of that sign? Because I don't want to ruin our podcast. There's a sign that says Respect Cunny's. No, but it's Cunny. Respect Cunny's tobacco-free policy because a Cunny, you know what a Cunny is. Audience. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say Cunny Belvedere. I don't want to say his real name because I like to protect children's identities.
Thank you.
So I'll call him Belvedere.
Okay.
All right,
that's good. Belvedere, relax.
Belvedere, look at
that. We're about to get out. We're almost home.
Mr. Belvedere.
We're almost home. We're going to eat spaghetti at home.
After I eat out Mrs. Coke again. Oh, she's not that bad of a lady. It's the other side, right?
Yeah.
We're on Park Avenue. Jaja Gabor.
We're across the street from home.
Uh-huh. Girdle. I'm sure my audience loves to hear babies screaming. I just want to walk in so that you can hear the greeting from the doorman. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
And then we'll end after that, maybe on the elevator. Audience.
Yeah, look at that. Look, there's cones. Maybe a fat person fell through the sidewalk. Did a fat person fall through the sidewalk again? Is that where the cones are up? Okay, look, the white man is on so we can cross
what?
The street. The white man on the side?
That's racial. You know, in Berlin, they don't have yellow lights, only red and green, and it's very upsetting. I feel like I could never cross, and you have to, like, run to make it in time.
Do people not, are they on their bikes mostly?
Yeah, there's a lot of
walkers.
I noticed a shitload of bikes this time, probably because it was during better weather, but also the fact that East and West Germany look like the same now. There's no more. Why does it say raised plow? What does that mean? On the parking sign. Ray's plow.
Is that there's a
loader is?
They were doing construction there. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to act like I'm not.
Hi. Good. Bye.
Good night.
You too.
Going in.
Is it good? Is it good? You want to be in the swing? Yeah? No? Did you find out girls out there?
Yeah.
Should have brought something home.
Nothing good. That's right. Oh, good. So now, PH stands for prolapsed whore. With an H.
Thank you, listeners.
Thanks,
I hope you enjoyed this Yeast Radio.
Goodbye.